Now, until now, who has been killed? Only Mahishasura, Mahishasura's army, then Madhu and Kaitaba. They have been slain other two chapters, other four chapters. Now only you are going to, one chapter after chapter, be seeing all people be coming and getting killed. Okay, first we have Dhumralochana Vadha. Make a note of it. Until now we have seen Madhu Vada, Kaitaba Vada. Madhu Kaitaba Vada in the first chapter, first part. The second part we saw Mahishasura's army and Mahishasura's destruction. Until now only three demons with their groups have been slain. Now in the fifth chapter, all the devas bowed. Fourth chapter, devas bowed to her. Deva stuti was there. And the fifth chapter also, there's only namaskara, etc. has happening. And the sixth chapter onwards, so many demons will be killed. So, shashtaha adhyayaha. See, shashtaha adhyayaha, sixth chapter. And here, who is the for the destruction? Make a note in sixth chapter. In fifth chapter, no destruction. Fourth chapter, no destruction. Fourth chapter, stuti. Fifth chapter, namaskara. And the discussion between the Shumbha Nishumbhas are introduced in the fifth chapter. And then their servants are introduced in fifth chapter. Chanda, Munda, two demons, servants of Shumbha and Nishumbha, demons. All four of them are introduced here. And Sugriva, this Sugriva is a different Sugriva, the messenger of the Shumbha. He was also introduced. That's all. And only namaskara we had. But again, destruction is going to begin only from the sixth chapter. Dhumralochana Vadaha. Destruction of the demon called Dhumralochanaha happens in this chapter, sixth chapter. Okay, first we'll see Dhyanam, Dhyana Shloka. Om. Now hereafter we can move fast, I think. Okay. Om. Nagadhishvara Vishtaram. Om Nagadhishvara Vishtaram. Nagadhishvara Vishtaram. Phani Phanotam Soru. Phani Phanotam Soru. Ratnavali. Bhaswadehalatam. Phani Panotam Soru Ratnavali Bhaswadehalatam Divakara Nibham Netratrayodbhasitam Divakara Nibham Netratrayodbhasitam Mala kumbhakapala nirajakaram chandrardha chudam param sarvajneshwara bhairavankanilayam sarvajneshwara Bhairavankanilayam Padmavatim Chintaye Padmavatim Chintaye Nagadhishvara Vishtaram Phani Phanotam Soru Ratnavali Bhaswadehalatam Divakara Nibham Netratrayodbhasitam Mala Kumbhakapala Nirajakaram Chandrardha Chodamparam Sarvajneshwara Bhairavankanilayam Padmavatim Chintaye. Okay. So this is a beautiful Dhyana Shloka. Every Dhyana Shloka is very beautiful. We had Dhyana Shloka in the first chapter, second chapter, and the third chapter beginning also we had a Dhyana Shloka. Now we have, I think it's a fourth Dhyana Shloka, I think. Okay. Chintaye. We take the verb chintaye, first person, singular, present tense verb, atmanepadam. It's a dubayapadi, ubayapadam this is. Chintayami, chintaye, vande, like that, chintaye, chintayami, both mean the same. Chintaye means chintayami, means what? I think means I meditate. I think of. Okay, means I dwell upon. I think of, I dwell upon, I meditate on Devi. Okay, and who is the Devi here? Padmavati Devi. Padmavati Chintaye. So I dwell upon Devi Padmavati, she who resides in the lotus. She who resides in the lotus, we can say, she who resides in Brahma. She who resides in Brahma. Another meaning. Padmavati, literal meaning is she who resides in lotus, she who resides in Brahma also. Padmavatim Chintaye. So I dwell upon Devi who resides in lotus, she resides in Brahma. She who abides in Brahma also. Brahma. Okay, we'll tell you later. Padmavatim Chintaye. And Kidrashim Padmavatim Chintaye. We have to understand. Sarvagnya. Sarvagnya. Ishvara. Bhairava. Anka Nilaya. Devi's name is what? Sarvagnya Ishvara Bhairava Anka Nilaya. So Sarvagnya Ishvara Bhairava Ankam Bhairavankam Nilayam Yasyaha. Sa Sarvagnya Ishvara Bhairavanka Nilaya. See, Nilayati iti Nilaya. Nilayati means she who resides. See, I bow to Padmavati, Devi Padmavati, who resides. Padmavati here means she who resides in lotus also. Padmavati. This Padmavati resides where Nilayati resides. She resides where? Resides in Sarvagya Ishvara, the Lord Almighty, the Lord of all knowledge, the Lord, the source of all knowledge, Sarvagya, omniscient Lord. Sarvagya Ishvara means omniscient Lord, the source of all knowledge. She who resides in the Anka, should we take, Anka literally means mark. Anka means mark. She who resides in, literally means mark, but he should take it as the eye. She who resides in the eye of the Lord, the omniscient Lord. She who resides in the eyes of the omniscient Lord. Sarvagnya, omniscient, Ishvara, the Lord. Anka Nilaya, she who resides in the eyes of the omniscient Lord Bhairava. Bhairava means who is frightful. Frightful Lord. Omniscient but frightful Lord. Why frightful? Because he writes our vidhi, you know, the order of karma phalam, Ishvara. That's why frightful. Okay. So, sarvagya Ishvara Bhairava Ankanilaya. So, I dwell upon Saraswati, I dwell upon Devi who resides in lotus, who is in lotus, and Padmavati Devi, who resides in the eyes of the omniscient Lord Bhairava, the frightful one. Frightful within the brackets, the ordainer of law, karma, karma phalam. Next. Again, who is this Devi? Para. Para, the exalted Devi. Jen, I'm going from the big back, okay? Chandrachuda, Chandrachudam. Chandrachudam. She who has moon as the digit, she who has the moon as her crest jewel. Chandra Chuda means crest jewel. She who has moon crescent moon. She who has crescent moon as her crown. The crest jewel. She who has the crescent moon as the crest jewel. Or crown. Chandrachudam, Param Chandrachudam, Sarvagya Ishvara Bhairavanka Nilayam, Padmavatim Chintaye. 1, 2, 3 adjectives you have seen now. Mala Kumbha Kapala Neeraja Karam. Mala Kumbha Kapala Neeraja Karam. Mala, a garland of beads. Mala, see, Mala Kumbha. Mala Kumbha. Kumbha means, you know this, have you seen this gourd? Ven Pusani gourd. Kumbha means gourd. Surakkuduvai. Tamil la Surakkuduvai. You know this bottle gourd? She has the part of, she has the container of this bottle gourd. Surakkuduvai maanga theriyuma? Have you heard Surakkuduvai? People used to have honey in that. You know this big bottle gourd, you can scrape everything inside and take it and you can make a nice pot. You know that? It's a container. Surakkuduvai manga. Shilikala patrikunaliya, Surakkuduvai. It's called a gourd. So, she who has the gourd. So, Mala Kumbha, the gourd, and Kapala, the skull, and Neerajam means lotus. Neeram means water. Neerajam, lotus. Kara. So, Mala, Kumbha, Kapala, Neerajani, Kare, Yasyaha. She who saw Mala, Kumbha, Kapala, Neerajakara. She who is endowed with a garland of beads, a container, a gourd container, skull and lotus in her hands. I should show you Saraswati Devi's picture. Okay. Mala Kumbha Kapala Neerajakara. Then Chandrardha Chuda Para. Okay. So I dwell upon Padmavati Devi, who resides in the eyes of omniscient Lord, who is frightful as an ordiner of karma phala. Come on. She who is highly exalted and she who has the crescent moon as her crest jewel, she who is endowed with the garland of beads, a gourd container, skull and lotus in her hand. Neeram means jalam, water. In Tamil we say neer. In Sanskritam, neeram means water. Neere jayate eti neerajam. That which is born in water is called neerajam. Neerajam, jalajam, toyajam. My God, so many words for lotus. Neerajam, kara. Kara means yasyaha kare. Mala kumbha kapala neerajani kare yasyaha saat mala kumbha kapala neerajakara. So this is Devi. Description. Okay. I bow to Devi who is endowed with all this in her hand. Next. Netratraya Udbhasita. Netratraya Udbhasita. She who is endowed with three shining eyes. Netratrayam, a set of three eyes. Netratraya Udbhasita. She who is shining with three eyes. She who is endowed with three eyes. Netratraya Udbhasita. Mukkangalodu vilangukindraval. Netratraya Udbhasita. She who shines with three eyes. She who's endowed with three eyes. Then, Divakara Nibha. Divakaraha Sun. So, she whose luster or glow or brilliance is like that of the sun. She whose brilliance is like that of the sun. Divakara Nibha. Surinukku Oppana Oli Udayaval. Divakara Nibha. Or she who is like brilliant like the sun. Divakara Nibha. Then from all one long compound. Nagadhishwara Vishtaram. Everyone, next is Panipana Uttamsa. Next is I'm telling. Next an adjective. Panipana Uttamsa Uru Ratna Avali Bhaswat Deha Lata. It's a beautiful compound. Had to break like this. Pani Pana Uttamsa Pani Panottamsa Pani Pana Uttamsa Uru Ratna Avali Bhaswat Deha Lata. This is one compound. Pani Panottam Soru Ratnavalli Bhaswat Dehalata is one adjective, one compound, one word. Let me tell you what it means. Okay. Dehalata. Yasyaha Dehaha Lata. Sa Dehalata. She whose body is slender, like a creeper. Lata means creeper. She whose body is slender, like a creeper. Not only is she a slender bodied she is. Baswat Dehalata, shining. She whose body is slender, shining. Okay, with what? Pani Pana Uttamsa Ururatnavali. Pani means, I want to know, lot of words you'll know Sanskrit. Panaha, Panaha means the hoot. Hoot of a snake is called Panaha. Therefore, snake is called Pani. The one who has the hoot is called Pani. Hoot, no? The one who has a hoot is called Pani. Panaha is hoot. Pani is a snake. Okay. And Pani, Pani Pana means hoot of a snake. Pani Pana means what? Hoot of a snake. Pani snake, Pana hoot. Pani Pana means hoot of the snake. Hoot of the snake is ended with the what? Uttamsa Uttamsa Pani Pana Uttamsa Okay Pani Pana Uttamsa Pani Pana Uttamsa Ururatnavali. So Panipanottamsa means the hoods of the snake. Panipanottamsa. Uru Ratnavali. Uru Ratna means the best gems. Uru Ratna means the best gems. Avali means the row. The row or multitude. Ratna Avali, the row of gems. The row of gems shining on the hoods of the snake. Pani Panotamsor Satamsa Tams Pani 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 sorry Pani Panotamsa Uru Ratnavali Baswat Dehalata. See now imagine. Devi is Pani 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 Panottamsa Uru Ratnavali Baswat Dehalata. She whose slender creeper like body shining with the glow of a best gems, glow of the best gems on the hoods of the cobra. Cobra alone has gems. We never saw cobra vomiting. I believe people say the cobras, the all poison, it will vomit. Now of a glowing, very powerful rubies. And it will die, it seems. So it will not let anybody touch it as long as alive. So if somebody gets such a gem, they say manikyam. It's called manikyam in Sanskrit. Manikyam. In Tamil also manikyam. Manikyam keli patapingalya. Manikyam is a very powerful ruby. Stones. The whole, that is, so that this is what is said here. So Devi's body is a slender like a creeper, and she is shining like the exalted gems on the hoods of the snake. Panipanottamsa ಉರುರತ್ನಾವಲಿ ಭಾಸ್ವದ್ದೇಹಲತಾ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಐ ಡ್ವೆಲ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದೇವಿ ಹೂಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಸ್ಲೆಂಡರ್ ಕ್ರೀಪರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಶೈನಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಜೆಮ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಹುಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ನೇಕ್. ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್, ಓ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ. ಓಕೆ, ನಾಗ ಅಧೀಶ್ವರ ವಿಸ್ತರ, ನಾಗ ಅಧೀಶ್ವರ ವಿಸ್ತರ. ನಾಗ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕೋಬ್ರಾ, ನಾಗ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕೋಬ್ರಾ, ನಾಗ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕೋಬ್ರಾ. ಅಧೀಶ್ವರ, ಅಧೀಶ್ವರ ಕಿಂಗ್, ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಅಧೀಶ್ವರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ದ ಕಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ನಾಗ ಅಧೀಶ್ವರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋಬ್ರಾಸ್. ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋಬ್ರಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ನಾಗ ಅಧೀಶ್ವರ. ಓಕೆ, ಸಿ ನಾಗ ಅಧೀಶ್ವರ ವಿಸ್ತರ, ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಟೆಲ್ ಯು, ನಾಗ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕೋಬ್ರಾ, ಅಧೀಶ್ವರ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ನಾಗಾಧೀಶ್ವರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಗಾನಾಂ ಅಧೀಶ್ವರ, ನಾಗಾಧೀಶ್ವರ. ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕೋಬ್ರಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಗಾಧೀಶ್ವರ. ವಿಸ್ತರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶೀ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಡಿಂಗ್, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್, ಶೀ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ರಿಕ್ಲೈನಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಶೀ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ರಿಕ್ಲೈನಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋಬ್ರಾಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಬೈ ಶೀ ಹೂಸ್ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ಕ್ರೀಪರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಶೈನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಸ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಜೆಮ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಹೂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸ್ನೇಕ್. What an imagination. Can you ever imagine like this? Write a poetry. People write so many poetry. You imagine like this. Got it now? Is it clear? Okay. Naga Adhishwara Vishtaram, she who is reclining on the Lord of Cobras, thereby, Panipana Uttamsa Ururatnavali Bhaswad Dehalatam, whose tender creeper-like body is shining with the brilliance or the effulgence or the glow of the exalted gems of the hoods of snakes. And she who is shining, she who is as brilliant as the sun, and she who is shining with the three eyes, she is pointed with the three eyes, and she who is endowed with the mala, the garland of beads, the gourd, container, the kapala, the skull and the lotus in her hands, she who has the crescent moon as the crest jewel, she who is the absolute exalted, and she who resides in the eyes of all omniscient Lord, in the right, eyes of right omniscient Lord, the Bhairava, the Padmavati, whose Padmavati I dwell upon. So Naga Adhishwara Vishtaram Panipana Uttamsa Uru Ratna Avali Bhaswat Dehalatam Divakara Nibham Netratre Udbhasitam Mala Kumbha Kapala Nirajakaram Chandra Ardha means what? Chandraha moon, Chandrardha crescent moon. Chandrardha chudam param sarvagya ishwara bhairavanka nilayam padmavatim chintaye. This is the meaning of the words. Om Rishiruvacha. Shall we continue next class?
Yes, Swamini.
Yes, Swamini. Okay. So today I took more time for this Dhyana Shloka. It's okay? Yeah. Next class we'll do more. Now, Dhyana Shloka is open, we can do fast.
Yeah. It was nice, Swamini. The way you explained.
Who's telling something? I can't hear.
I said, Swamini, it was really nice. Shanta.
Shantama, what do you want to say?
I think she's trying to say it's very nice. It was very nice.
Okay.
No, I said it was really nice what you explained.
Okay, I don't get anything. I was thinking, Dharma is muted. I was thinking, who is telling something? I couldn't hear properly. Anyway. Om Nagadhishvara Vishtaram. Nagadhishvara Vishtaram. Phanipanottam Soru Ratnavali Bhaswaddehalatam. Divakaranibham. Netra Trayodbhasitam Mala Kumbhakapala Nirajakaram Chandradha Chudam Param Sarvajneshwara Bhairavankanilayam Padmavatim Chintaye. Okay, this is the meaning. We'll see tomorrow, okay? And my next class. Om Shanti, shanti, shanti.